This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel, and this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Mark Wintling, Director for Africa Relations with Breedlove Foods in Lubbock, Texas. He has a long record of outstanding performance in the design and management of a diverse variety of complex development assistance activities in the continent of Africa. Mark, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's great to be here with you today. Thanks for having me on.
And you're more than welcome. And having a heart for Africa, and for many years, I've been certainly looking forward to our interview that's been scheduled. So to kick things off, Mark, tell us, what is AfriCook?
Well, Africa is not a country, I can tell you that. It's a vast continent composed of 54 countries, over 2,000 ethnic groups, all kinds of geography, and it is, for instance, it's 43 times larger than Texas, and I think you can put all of North America and China and most of Western Europe inside of it area-wise. So it's a huge, complex place that's mostly understood by people here in the States. Mostly not understood, I should say.
And that is so true. If you would, tell us a bit more about the importance behind the Breedlove for Africa fundraiser and what's going on there.
Well, this past year, due to the El Nino effect, they're probably having their worst drought in recorded history in Eastern and Southern Africa. That means tens of millions of people have not harvested food, do not have water. Their livestock have died. They've lost their livelihoods, and in many cases have had to move into internally displaced camps. Some of the hardest hit countries are Ethiopia, Malawi, Mozambique, even South Africa, which is relatively a well-off country, did not harvest. So we're attempting, if I may go on, to make a modest contribution of 3 containers of our dehydrated food that will feed, that will provide 3 million people with at least one meal each. And our foods are simple to prepare and they're highly fortified. You just add water and heat.
And I think that is absolutely brilliant. Today we are visiting with Mark Wintling, Director for Africa Relations with Breedlove Foods in Lubbock, Texas, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Wintling, your company works with companies addressing this problem and the issues within the continent of Africa. What new breakthroughs do you find promising?
Well, we work normally, for each, all the food we send, we have a partner, and that partner is usually a non-governmental organization, which takes over the food once it arrives in country and is in charge of its distribution and its arriving for its final purpose, that is getting it into feeds the mouths of people who need it. They, you know, what, how we overcome the problems that Africa is facing, there's not much you can do when it doesn't rain. I think anywhere when most people are dependent upon rain-fed agriculture. So when the rain stops, like it did this year because and last year because of the extreme El Nino effect, there's really destruction, particularly for, you know, most of the people in Africa, at least 80% or more, are dependent upon subsistence agriculture. Agriculture that depends upon the rain, and when the rain doesn't fall, it causes a major catastrophe.
And if one has never visited outside the confines of North America or even that of the United States, no one can really relate to what you're talking about, the catastrophe that you're talking about with the lack of rainfall. So thanks for mentioning that. Now, how can Lubbock and the community support the Breedlove for Africa fundraiser?
Well, we started a campaign a couple of months ago. We call it Breedlove for Africa, spreading hope one meal at a time. We have a hashtag we use for the social media. It's hashtag BreedLove4Africa, the four being the number and not the word. We're requesting the community of Lubbock, where we're based, the entire state of Texas, the entire nation, anyone who would like to make a donation. The easiest way to do it is to go on our website at greedlove.org. Or you can mail us a check at 1818 North Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Lubbock, Texas, 79403. If you have any questions, you can call us at 806-741-0404. Our objective is to raise $75,000, and our board will match that with another $75,000. That will make $150,000, and with that money, we can send, as I mentioned before, the three containers to the countries that have been hardest hit by this drought. We're about short about $15,000, so we're really making a plea to everyone so we can send the third container to Africa. We have leaving this week one container already to go to Zimbabwe with our partner World Vision. That will be used. That's one of the countries hardest hit by the drought and has millions of people who are going hungry. In particular, we're concerned about the children in neighboring Malawi, for instance, estimated that over 500,000 children under the age of five are facing exceptional food shortages and going without eating. So I'd plead with everybody to, you know, donate. Now's the time. It takes a long time for a container to go from here to Africa, but the sooner it goes out, the better, and there will be plenty of need whenever it arrives there.
Yes, and the quicker these containers arrive, the more lives saved is certainly how I see this situation, and it's very serious. And now, you mentioned earlier where people could send donations. Repeat that again for those tuning in.
Yes, the website is probably the best way and the easiest way. You go to breedlove.org and look for donate. And make sure you mention it's for Africa.
Once again, Mr. Wintling, we certainly appreciate your time today, and certainly not only for all that you're doing, spreading the word, and we're honored to be a part of that as well. And we do look forward to having you back with us with an update right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great evening.
I hope so. I hope you noted I have a lot of passion for Africa. I spent 45 years of my life there before moving to Lubbock last June, so I'm doing all I can to raise funds for Africans in need.
And that certainly does explain a lot of what you're doing and why you're doing it. We have been speaking with Mark Wintling, Director of Africa Relations with BreedLove Foods in Lubbock, Texas. And for more information and to donate for this cause, this needy cause, it's breedlove.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.